Hello.
Good morning. My name is Shakita. I'm calling from the unreturning call to this number from the Alabama Department of Labor Unemployment Division. May I speak to the person requesting this call?
This is she, Sansha Ray. My name is Sansha Ray Knott.
Okay. I need to advise you this call be recorded for quality insurance purposes. How can I help you?
Yes, I was calling over my claim. My last day at work was Friday.
Okay. May I have your social security number, please?
It's 350-680585.
May you verify your date of birth?
07-04-1980.
And your mother's maiden name?
Samela Knox.
And your driver's license or state ID number?
Okay, hold on. Let me get my wallet. Give me 1 second. Okay, my driver license number is 1025875.
Okay. Are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes, I am.
Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No.
And what is your preferred language?
English.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No.
And was the highest grade completed in school?
High school.
And if you approve, and if you approve for benefits, you have options to receive your payments, direct deposit, into your checking or savings account, or the Alabama prepaid benefits card. The prepaid benefit card will take additional 5 to 7 business days to be delivered to you after approval for payments. And there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a check or savings account, we recommend direct deposit. Which would you prefer?
No. The Alabama card.
Okay, and what's your mailing address? May you verify it for me, please?
It's 2540 48th East Place. That's apartment 6, Tuscaloosa, Alabama, 35405.
Okay, I have 2540 48th Place East, Apartment 6, Tuscaloosa, Alabama, 35405. Is your resident address different from the above mailing address?
Yes.
Has your address changed in the last year?
Uh-uh.
And a good contact phone number?
708-846-8203. 708-846-8203. That's correct.
Okay. It is necessary to verify your identity when filing for UC benefits. You'll be asked to answer random generated questions. Which of the following cities has a current or a former association to you? We have Belleville, Belleville, Zion.
Zion.
Zion. Okay, I don't know. Okay. I don't know why I say it. Zion. I don't think about a person
Zion.
Name.
Zion.
Okay. Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? We have 12836 Oak Forest Drive. 1628 Hunter's Run.
1628 Hunter's Run.
Okay. In which of the following cities have you attended college? We have Bloomington, Brewton, Grays Lake.
Grays Lake.
Did you file or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No.
Did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer?
No.
That is. Okay. Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No.
Did you receive notification that you have a TRA certification instead of a trade readjustment allowance?
No.
And you said your last day of work was December 9th, correct?
Uh-huh.
since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes.
Do you work for yourself, own a business, or are you a corporate officer for a business?
No.
Are you currently working solely on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No.
Are you currently working for attending school or training?
No.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes, I am.
Are you available for all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Yes, I am.
Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension of their Social Security from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you applied for receiving work compensation due to a work-related injury?
No.
How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
As many miles as possible.
Okay. And what is the lowest hourly wage you will accept?
$10.50.
Okay. Do your time work exclusively through a union hire hall?
No.
Did your employer give you a date to return back to work?
Yes, they did.
What date?
January the 10th.
Okay. Are you on a temporary layoff due to a company vacation period or a scheduled company shutdown for no more than 2 weeks?
Yes, company shutdown layoff.
And what was your job title?
Food service worker.
And what's the name of the company you're filing for?
Airmark through Bama Dining.
Airmark Campus LLC?
Yeah, Airmark, yeah.
When was your employee start date when you first started working with them?
I started working with them last year, which was 2021, October the 11th of 2021.
And what's that work phone number?
I have my manager number.
That's okay. That's fine.
Okay, let me just tell you. Give me one sec. Okay, it's 1205 253-0087.
205-253-0087. What city and state?
Yeah, 0087.
What city and state was this work performed in?
Tuscaloosa, Alabama.
Have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay from any sign after the last day of work? A vacation pay, a sick pay, or a holiday pay?
No, ma'am.
Have you applied for a pension or are you seeking a pension from this employer?
No, ma'am.
And you're on a lack of work, correct, because of the school terms?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefit check with help of federal income tax?
You say, do I elect to have taxes taken out?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, I do.
Okay, and we are going to give you a temporary pin. You use this temporary pin number to
okay,
file your weekly certification.
Give me one second. Okay, what is it?
That temporary pin number is 8580.
Uh-huh. Okay.
8580.
8580, okay.
The following structures and telephone numbers are very important. They normally take 2 to 3 weeks to process the unemployment claim. However,
okay,
you must begin meeting unemployment claims requirements effective this week. You must be able and available to work and actively seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits.
Okay.
Unemployment claims will count the weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. You must
uh-huh.
file a weekly certification either by telephone or internet in order to claim your benefits for the previous week.
Okay, which will be, you say Sunday through Monday?
Sunday through Friday.
Oh, Sunday through Friday. Okay.
Failure to make and complete a certification week can result in loss of benefits. And if you choose to buy through the internet, the web address is www.labor.alabama.gov. Can you repeat that web address?
Is it www.labor.alabama.gov?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
And if you choose to file through the telephone, the telephone number you should call each week is 1-800-752-7389.
Okay.
Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday through no later than 5 p.m. Friday, but not on Saturday. Make your first certification either by telephone or internet on this week, which will be Sunday, December the 18th. And you will, after that, you will file every Sunday until you go back to work full time.
Okay.
An information booklet will be mailed to you. This booklet explains your rights and responsibilities and how you claim this determined. Please read the information carefully. Failure to file an instruction list can result in loss of benefits. And if you're not receiving the booklet within the next 7 days or have questions about the information, please call 1-800-361-4524. And you need to repeat that number?
4524. Is it 361-4524?
Yes, ma'am, that is correct.
1-800.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Ms. Knox, we have completed your unemployment claim. Do you have any questions?
No, ma'am.
Okay, thank you for calling the Alabama Employment
Claims
Line.
Thank you. Okay, bye-bye.